Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking out these podcasts. Better late than never. I put together a couple samples of post-race and pre-race interviews from Toronto Supercross and Jacksonville. Broke them up into two files, one Toronto, one Jacksonville. So hope you enjoy these. These are all on Pulp MX, and you might have already heard them, but I'm putting them up here anyway. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
All right, Trey Kinnard, another podium. This 450 class is easy. Come on.
No, it's definitely not easy, but you know, Davey crashing kind of helped me out. I'm not going to lie, I'm going to tell you straight up, I got a little tired out there, and you know, reason being, I've never traveled like this and never done 10 races in a row, and I think it's catching up with me a little bit, and and I think that you know, this week I need to rest up a little bit, and I'll be at home, and then I won't have to fly to Dallas, which will be really
That's nice, true.
Then you know, it'd be good. So I'm just thankful for this podium and this opportunity. It's been a really good chance.
Do you have any idea when you jumped on it that it would go this well? I mean,
You obviously have high hopes for everything you do, but no. I mean, especially, you know, three podiums in a row. It's my goal every weekend is just to, you know, get out of practice, get out of the V race, and get through the main well. And, you know, I think I'm accomplishing those goals. And, you know, the results have been coming. So
Now, what's been the biggest? I know I asked you this before, but what's been the biggest surprise in the class? Like, what? Now you're four races in, and
those two guys up front, they're going really fast. And the biggest surprise, honestly, has been the tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, they get worked. I mean, I've never ridden a Supercross track that gets that beat up.
Big difference from the 250 main
huge,
to 450 main.
Huge, huge. Because I mean, you start out on the last lap of the lights class, and they basically fix two corners. And you know, the ruts in the faces get big, and the whoops get chewed out. It just gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. And then, so what are you thinking about for next year? Like, what you know? I mean, this is, do you ever think about it, or you just take it one day at a time? Or?
I've got a lot.
This has
got
to help.
I've got a lot left on this year, and I think that, you know, for this, for me to think about next year with this, a little bit. But I mean, for me, this has just been a huge morale booster. You know, I just, especially coming back from that wrist injury. It's you know, coming back from injuries, especially after two, not even a year apart, was tough on the brain and, and tough on the soul. So this has been a definite morale booster, and it's been an exciting thing. And I think it'll help me for the rest of the races.
A couple more questions. One is, the original plan was either Dallas or Jacksonville. Have you extended that, or is that still the plan?
Dallas and Jacksonville. That's my last two. So,
Okay, all right.
I'm testing the Monday and Tuesday after Jacksonville back on the lights bike. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to working with Ziggy and Mike and all those again.
And Gothic Jay?
Yeah, man, Jay's been awesome. You know, it's, I hate to be cheating on my, my mechanic, Grant, because we've been together for so long. But, sorry, B. But
no,
you know,
Gothic's a longtime friend of mine, and so he's a little different.
He's a solid dude.
Yeah,
you know, he's.
It's like he's on Red Bull all the time.
He's, you never, at first I didn't know how to read him. Like, he was like real excited, and he's like, oh, cool. like that was his excited. You know, it's just, he's cool. I've had a really good time working with all those guys, with Eric and Shane, and you know, just the whole crew over there.
Yeah,
it's been a really neat experience.
Cool. Marsha, good job tonight. Congratulations. Once again, just tell me now, how does it feel?
You know, it feels amazing to win my first Supercross race in front of, you know, 50,000 people here in Canada. So, I mean, I'm just so ecstatic right now. You know, just,
Did you know it was your day early on? I mean,
no,
did
man,
you feel it or no?
No, you wouldn't even believe my day. It started out so crummy, you know. Practice, I got T-boned once by some rider. Got hit by another rider, you know, my day was going really bad, and, you know, I talked to some people, and they gave me some really great advice, and, you know, it kind of just straightened me out a lot, and, you know, all in all, it was obviously a great night, but it was a rough start, and I worked through the good and bad, and came out on top.
Talk about that one section over there that you were, everybody, you were jumping over it. Did you kind of have it in your back pocket the whole time?
You know, heat race, I busted it out. I was like, wow, I can jump across this thing. So it's kind of like a MX reflex kind of deal, playing video games. But, you know, it was actually gave me a lot of momentum going into that next section, and I was pulling a massive lead.
Yeah, it was like that boxcar track.
Yeah, it was, definitely. You know, that was a great line for me all night. And actually, it almost cost me the race. I cased it a little and popped off the side of the track.
And then Lappers got in the way, huh?
Lappers were scary. Yeah, I cannot tell you, man. They were, you know, it was a tight track, and I don't think they knew I was really behind them, but, yeah, they gave me a couple scares.
Quite a massive blue flag in front of them a few times.
Yeah, I know. It's all good,
it's
though.
It's tough, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Talk about last week in Daytona for you. Probably didn't go the way you wanted to. I thought that track would be perfect for you because you were jumping out of that pit in the morning and everything was good, but it's kind of an improvisational track.
You know, I think it was a very good track for me and stuff like that, but, you know, I definitely got a bad start. You know, obviously everyone's seen tonight starts mean everything, and that hole shot, spike hole shot, means a lot. And, you know, at Daytona I got stuck behind a lot of guys, so it's tough. But, you know, all in all, I think Daytona went okay. It wasn't the best compared to, you know, out here in Canada.
Being Canadian, it's cool. You're always going to remember Canada.
Yeah,
but anyways,
definitely.
Talk about your season so far. I mean, you're a little under the gun for some of the things you've done. You know, but some guys aren't pumped. But some, you know, you kind of only know how to ride one way. Has it been stressful? Because you're in your mind, you're saying, I got to back it down. But, yeah, you don't want to lose what makes you you.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I think tonight I backed it down a notch, smoothed it out on this hard. I can't ride hardback. I suck at hardback. But you know what? We've been leaving MTF as hard as it can get. And I'm becoming a all-terrain rider, I guess you'd call it. So, you know, I wouldn't even call myself a rookie anymore. I'm learning so much from outdoors, supercross. Yeah. And everyone at MTF, and, you know, just doing great.
But is it in your mind to bag it down a little bit?
Yeah, you know.
Because you and Sipes got into it today.
Oh, everybody. Everyone. Yeah, I got into it with everyone today.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just kind of makes me want to, you know, go out there and win.
Yeah,
you know, these guys keep hitting me, pushing me around. They're just making me want to win even more. So, it's great.
So, they could be in trouble here for a beatdown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. All right, K-Dub, hey, talk to me about that Toronto so far for you.
Toronto's good, man. Just glad to have my wife here. We've got a weekend away from the kids, so she's excited here, seeing a nice city. Unfortunately, it's raining outside.
Yeah.
You know, just try not to think about the night so much until it's nighttime. You know, we had good practices. We made very small suspension changes going into the night program here, and, you know, been all over the board, so that's always a good thing. You know, there's only room for five of us, and there's a lot of good guys out there.
Right. What do you think of this track? I like it. I think it's one of the best ones we've seen.
Well, I think it's, you know, I'm not a big fan of these, a lot of switchbacks, especially the one with the sand right before the mechanics area. I think it's just a ball up. Good for a lot of sand down your pants.
Even though they put that hump in the inside, the hump
made it great. Yeah, it just made it so awesome. But, you know, overall, I think it's a good track. You know, the big bikes are having a hard time navigating these switchbacks. A lot of tracks have had, you know, 45, 90, 45, all within a real short area. And, you know, that's a big old bike to do a lot of turning with. But by Canada standards, this track is amazing. I mean, normally they bring the dirt in, it's frozen, and it melts and turns into a mud race halfway through the night. But track's really good tonight.
What about the fact that the lanes kind of go in different directions? Does that jack you up at all?
Different,
you know what
directions.
I mean? Like if you're walking the triple, it actually kind
of
goes.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I'm not a big fan of, at Daytona, you know, they put 45s in. Well, normally in a 45 situation, we're going to all be able to hang a lot of speed around the inside, which is going to make the outside 18 feet of track worthless.
Yep. Yes.
So today I was like, man, what the hell is this? And my mechanic said, hey, you said you don't like 45s. These are 30s. They've taken them down to 30-degree corners. Uh-huh. But still, I think anytime you put anything more, anything less than 180 degrees, which I know a lot of fans are probably tired of seeing 180 degrees, but that is the best racing because you can run the fastest line and still get passed.
But the no berms hurts that.
No berms are horrible. Whoever decided if we're going to have no berms in super, if we're going to have no berms in supercross, we have got to come up with a netting system to bring back berms in supercross. I mean, it just doesn't. The two don't go hand in hand.
Last question, how's that table on before the finish? Sketchy or
right? Yeah,
you look like the smoothest guy to do it.
Yeah, I mean it's not something that I could say is very enjoyable, but I don't feel like I'm about to, you know, crash every time I do it.
There's other guys that are.
You know, it's gonna be I'm gonna go ahead and say there's gonna be some carnage out there at some point tonight on various sections. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Track's pretty tricky. Lot of rocks. You know, wheel placement's really important. It's going to be a tricky race tonight.
All right. See you Monday at the Moto Show?
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Keep your battery.